You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Is Amanda
and I'm Ashley.
This is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling,
the podcast.
The podcast, episode 90 something.
Seven.
17. How do we have 97 episodes?
No fucking idea.
Today was a dumb day, so we both have our beverages,
our respective beverages. Amanda's is non-alcoholic.
Mine is a non-alcoholic Budweiser Zero.
I am drinking currently a Ichiban, a Japanese beer, which is my favorite.
That's pretty fitting for the show we saw this weekend.
And on deck, I have a Pacifico.
Dang! Nice. I just have another Bud Zero.
Hell yeah.
Fake beer for the win. This past weekend, we went to Prestige Wrestling. It was the Vendetta show at the lovely fucking Glass House. Did not know we were leaving early.
Okay, listen. Listen. You knew that we were leaving early. You didn't know why we were leaving early.
True. Ashley said, your ass better be ready by 4 o'clock or I am fucking leaving you. I made sure my ass was ready at 4 o'clock.
I didn't say I would leave you. I just said you would have to drive yourself.
You would leave me.
I would not leave you ever anywhere. Anyway, I did not tell you why we were there early. Turns out it didn't fucking matter, kind of, but to an extent.
To an extent.
Hopefully they know now to bring more merch. Anyway, I wanted to get there early because, of course, this is the first show at Prestige I did not get VIP for. Because why? Why would I? And then they announced that fucking Mao and Shunma were going to be there. And then I needed fucking VIP, but didn't get it. Anyway, I wanted merch from my boys, my sweet, sweet boys. Unfortunately, Mao did not have any by the time I got to him, even though we were like third in line to get in on like regular shit. Shunma did have stuff. And then I didn't realize that his little mystery packs were fucking Polaroids. And so I should have bought those. But yeah, I didn't and I forgot. And so my life sucks, but it's fine. I got the Chris Brooks, Drew Parker anniversary special DVD that
fantastic.
Chris Brooks lied to me and said that Mao was not bringing and then decided that Mao should bring them. So listen, there's now a Vendetta, which funny enough is the name of this show.
Yes it is, yes it is. Glass House in Pomona was also having, not the Glass House was having, but Pomona was having like a little street fair the same night.
Yeah, we walked around. It was super fun. Amanda got fucking churros.
I found fucking churros.
And they're good. Fresh. Fresh churros.
They were amazing fucking churros. Only bad part. Sorry, I'm chewing Sour Patch Kids and I need to stop.
Okay, I just took a big drink.
The only bad part was Ashley got me an energy drink. And I never drink a full energy drink. Ever. It's like half. But we were there so early with so much time to kill that I crushed an entire fucking energy drink. And within, I don't know, 45 minutes, I ate all of those fucking churros. So I was essentially just fucking hopped up on sugar.
Yeah, it was a sugar-filled night for sure.
So I we made friends. Oh my god. And then you brought chips that were sealed that we weren't allowed to bring in.
But other people brought their chips in, so
it was bullshit. So I wonder if we could have just like done it. But
probably. I should have brought a bigger bag is the problem.
Mm. So I had to run back to the car to put the chips in there. And you know what I thought about just now is we could have been eating those chips on the way home.
Yeah, I completely. I, you know, they sat in the back of my seat for like 2 days.
Shit.
Till I realized they were back there. I don't really like Doritos, though.
I fucking love Doritos. I fuck hard with Doritos, I would say.
I like the sweet chili ones, the purple bag.
I've never had those. I'll have to give them a try.
Pretty bomb. Okay, bomb. So
I think we're going to just run through this pretty quick.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a show that we went to. Shout out to the person who said they liked our podcast. Thank you.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Tell us your name next time, because both you and I were just like,
I think we were show shocked.
Yeah. I was waiting in line to get my little picture with Mao and
busy defending the zone we were gonna stand in so yeah. Nobody got close to me.
Is our protector of the spot.
For sure. So thank you for finding us. Thank you for doing exactly what we told you to do about, like, just come talk to us. I promise we're just oblivious. And
we didn't have any stickers.
I said the same thing. I was like, we're absolute fucking trash and didn't bring anything with us.
Wow.
We're going to have to keep, like, a stash in your car at all times.
Probably.
Just because we suck so hard.
Yeah.
Oh my God, fucking hilarious. Pomona will probably remain my favorite venue to watch wrestling in, specifically because they play hardcore music until wrestling starts,
and it's good.
It's good. It's such good fucking hardcore music. I love it.
During intermission they play my favorite Every Time I Die song.
Yeah, dude. Glasshouse is the spot to see fucking wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a tiny bit of a somber show, just because we didn't get to talk about it much since it happened the day after we recorded last week. But Jay Briscoe passed away, very suddenly. So that's why we did not mention it at all in our podcast.
Yeah,
last episode it was literally the next day. So
I did post something in our stories. It was fucking tragic and brutal. Yeah. And
I just hope his little girls are okay. I know they're like not little, but I just hope his girls are okay. But yeah, there'll be a crazy Mark Briscoe match tomorrow on Wednesday. Sorry. So 2 days ago, if you're listening to this on Friday, I have to get my timeline correct. There'll be, on AEW, there's going to be a match in honor of his brother. I can't imagine how hard that's going to be. I remember when the fucking memorial show for...
oh my God, for Brody Lee.
Yeah, that was rough.
We cried.
Yeah,
that was so rough.
I was a fucking wreck. So it's going to be...
I cried when they did the 10 bell salute at Prestige.
Oh yeah, so Prestige did dedicate the show to... Jay, and they did a 10 bell salute. Everyone stopped what they were doing, even upstairs, because you were downstairs, I was still upstairs. Everyone stopped what they were doing and like really kind of took that time to think about things. And fuck, Davey Richards, it was in the first match with Tyler Bateman, and Davey Richards came out to Jay's entrance music. And he just looked real sad. And I remember when like the news happened, I saw Dave Richards' video about like, you know, just him taking time to say like, this really sucks and I'm really sad. And there's something about fucking grown men crying that just like gets me every time.
I'm for sure. Like,
fuck, I'm sad.
For sure. I get it. Sucks. I get it. just fucking rough. Jesus Christ.
With that, I was kind of hard on the crowd at first, but we did just have like a very serious moment, but the crowd was almost silent for this match.
The crowds, okay, we say it every fucking time. The crowd at Prestige is just fucking odd.
It's okay.
It's odd. It's odd. I don't love it. But
it's just a very strange collection because we're so used to going to GCW shows, and I love Prestige. I'll never not go to a Prestige show unless it's WrestleMania week and I can't fucking deal with going to downtown.
We can't swing LA. It.
I will never not go to a Prestige show if it's at the Blast House. But the crowd is diehards and casuals, and it makes things very strange.
It does make things strange, for sure.
So, yeah. That being said, it was a fun match. I love watching Davey Richards wrestle.
Oh, I'm so into Bateman.
I know, you fucking love Bateman.
I love Bateman so much.
Yeah.
So I love watching him wrestle, and I just wait for his fucking punk pants to split every time.
And his little dog barking.
I love it so much. I have a, like, I hate it, but I love it. And I will fucking bark back every time he does it.
Every time. Every time
without fail.
David Richards won this one.
Yeah. I don't feel like they ever let Bateman win.
Bateman wins during Strong, so, I mean,
not fair. They fucking they make Bateman a jobber, and I hate it.
They don't make him a jobber.
They do. He never wins at Prestige.
I think that, well, that's true.
At least the California shows, he doesn't seem to win anything.
The SoCal ones, for sure.
Yeah. What was next?
The next was B-Boy versus Jordan Cruz. B-Boy is fucking over.
I fucking love B-Boy.
People were screaming B-Boy, which, yeah, do it.
I love it. It was fantastic. And I do not like
Jordan Cruz.
Like,
I know you really don't like him.
I just get so annoyed the minute I see his name on a card. I'm sorry, I'm so judgmental.
No,
it
I don't
just
think
it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
I don't like it. B-Boy's, I don't know, B-Boy's fun.
Yeah, he is. He's so good too.
He's rad as fuck. I love his wrestling style. Like, I just think he's great. I just think you're great.
I just think he's neat.
He's meat.
I always think of that Marge picture with her holding the potato. I just think it's neat. I want to say he was hurt or something. Something happened and he didn't wrestle at a show that we were going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think it was that VXS one.
That's right. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm just glad he's back. Because he's so fun to watch.
Same. Agreed. Fully agreed. Yeah. I'm going to be really honest. This was not a long time ago. It was Saturday. Today's Tuesday. But this feels like it was a very long time ago. So I don't remember very many specifics. And I apologize.
That's okay.
Yeah, I apologize. I want to be like, oh, this cool thing happened. But that was... And I'm sorry to say this, but it was saved for the more dramatic matches.
Thankfully, if anybody wants to go back and watch this, you can check it out on IWTV.
Oh, that's right. Look at you. You're so good. You're so good at remembering where these things are located.
Sponsor us, IWTV, or someone. not right. Fight, though. I don't want to deal with Fight. Fight's owned by Triller, and Triller's stupid. Anyway, okay, listen. This next match.
Yeah.
Those were children that came out.
They were children that came out.
So it was Los Suavecitos, Danny Rose, and Ricky Gomez versus West Coast Wrecking Daddies. Like, how can you compete?
The Suavecitos were so annoying.
So annoying. Like, oh my God. Just, listen. I've never yelled at a ref before. I'll say that.
Oh yeah, dude. Okay, so this match may be one of my favorites for the night. And the reason why, like, the Suavecitos were annoying as fuck. And they were so annoying, in fact, that, like, there was a portion of the crowd that just kept fucking negging them. And it was getting to them so fucking bad.
Yeah, unless they were selling it really well, but they were getting pissed. But don't get out of the fucking ring.
Get out of the ring. Yeah, like, hey, you stupid. You don't both get to be in the ring. That's not how that works.
Not all the time. Like, yeah, you get to
not
come
the
in
whole
and,
time.
And hang out with your buddy for like half a second and do a cool move and then move on. But get out of the fucking ring.
Get out of the ring one at a time, bros. And yeah, that ref was driving me fucking bonkers.
I have things to say to that ref because Royce Isaacs tagged Jarrell and
yes, he did.
The ref
yes,
didn't see it, even though the ref was looking right fucking at him. Oh, you didn't tag. You didn't tag. No, you let those little boys in there the whole fucking time. You let Royce in the ring. I swear to God.
Bring him in the fucking ring. So,
can I complain about one more thing? I'm so sorry.
Oh, let's do it.
I swear to God, Jarrell and Royce, please, please, just hang out for like half a second after the show or be upstairs in the VIP area, because I have seen you so many times. I know that I've seen you so many times and that I fucking love West Coast Wrecking Crew. I just want to say hi. I want to give you my money is the problem.
What it is, we want to give you our money, like 100%. I would love to get a picture too, please.
I will pay for a photo. I don't care.
Serious, I will Venmo you $20 to get a picture with you.
Just hang out. Like,
just for 5 seconds.
I promise. I'm not.
We will behave.
I will behave. I respect the boundaries of people's relationships. I'm not a creep. Like,
I'm not a creep.
I just want to say hey, that's all.
I just want to stand next to you for a moment.
Yeah, I just want to stand next to you, both of you, at the same time.
Can confirm that I will probably never get the picture because Bateman was walking around all willy-nilly status and he's never around and I still could not go talk to him.
We'll make it happen. You were in a mood and so you could not be perceived on Saturday by anybody. So
God, you said it perfectly. I could not be perceived on Saturday.
Yeah. You did enough and you did a great job.
I was there. I was present. West Coast Wrecking Daddies came out in a baseball jersey moment.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
And listen, I shout out to the homie Heather, who we've now seen at a couple shows, who's adorable and always dressed perfectly. Took the best photos of West Coast Wrecking Crew in those fucking jerseys.
It was so good. Also, we've said it before, I will fucking continue to say this. Thank you, West Coast Wrecking Daddies, for giving us fringe, cheetah prints, and hot pink colors.
Yeah.
All in one.
Everything the girls, gays, and theys want. That's all we want.
Names on the tushy.
Yeah, names on the butt. Perfect. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, Roycey. I'm dead.
That's Team Filthy for you.
So good. Thank you. Good. And Royce Isaacs does this thing when he's posing where he just gives his thigh a little slap. And I don't know what it is about that, but that alone is enough to fucking put me out.
This was a really good match. And West Coast Wrecking Crew did win after fucking dealing with these children. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go back and probably watch the show just to see him go. Royce took one of the little fellas and walked around the entire glass house.
With him. Just up in the air.
Yeah.
Fuck. And it was so good.
While Jarrell was also holding the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Which did not get as much love, but Jarrell did a great job.
He was getting his ass kicked for a long time there.
He wasn't allowed to
tag Royce in.
Through it. Jarrell is amazing. People don't realize that. More people need to be on West Coast Wrecking Crew.
Get with it or get out.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. Next
was Jacob Fatu versus Evil Uno.
Evil Uno.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hilarious.
Evil Uno, not as a part, well, he's in AEW, whatever, but indie Evil Uno is so fucking great and charming.
Yeah.
Also,
indie Evil Uno is for the books.
Oh my god, please always be shirtless, Evil Uno. It is a good look.
It is a good look.
I am pro shirtless Evil Uno.
Agreed. I love, okay, Jacob Fatu scares me.
In the best way, though.
In the best way.
But he is very scary.
Scary.
He, the whole time, was like, fuck this guy. And Evil Uno's like, no, I think you're a nice guy. What are you talking about? Like, and tries to shake his hand at the beginning. And he's like, no, fuck this guy. He's like, no, come on, you're a nice guy. Shake my hand. And then the second Jacob Fatu falls for it, Evil Uno like wraps him up in a little headlock, and it was so cute. Because I'm like, you really are living up to your name.
You are. It's cute. It's playful. It's fun. Jacob Fatu is scary in the best way. They did some fucking awesome big boy shit. Slammed on the stage where there is no give.
Oh my god! Anytime they do that, it fucking makes my stomach hurt.
It hurts me.
Yeah.
That's a lot. No thank you. Ouch.
No thank you.
Ouch.
I would not like that.
But it was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Sorry I'm so sniffly. The fucking Santa Anas are in town and it's just fucking sniffles.
It is it's very windy right now.
So yes, Jacob Fatu and Evil Uno, super sick. Didn't it end in a draw?
It ended in a double DQ.
That's right, because they brought chairs.
They brought out chairs and they were fighting each other, and then they got real aggressive.
I had to burp. They did get really aggressive, and then I also feel like the crowd got mad.
Like, crowd got mad because the refs came in, and that's when all the refs got hurt, remember?
Oh yes, that's right. Later on in the show, one of the refs comes out in a neck brace, and I just laughed a lot about it.
That was the fucking guy from the West Coast Wrecking Crew match.
Well, then he fucking deserved it.
He did.
Fuck that guy. So then we had
a brief intermission.
Brief intermission. Yes.
And then we had an Everything Goes match featuring Sonico and Shunma.
Yes.
Katsumata.
So.
Sweet baby Shunma. Sick. Okay. So the thing was, also again, a cute little shout out to Heather who got this started. Heather on Twitter asked the booker / owner of Prestige if we could all bring Legos for this match.
Yeah.
And so that was allowed. So it was a goddamn Lego match. But what I didn't know was that it was also going to be a fucking hardcore match.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I mean, I guess I kind of knew that it was going to be that because of the Legos. Because, like, that's not going to be fun.
Yeah, so there was Legos, there was fucking gusset pads, there was a stapler.
I love how much you hate gusset pads.
Listen, I love them and I hate them. It's just because it looks so painful. And like that, they're not meant to go in people's skin, but people sure like putting them in their skin.
Well, I mean, they seem to like smack in pretty easy. Or
It's
like
literal just knives.
a hammer fist in.
Like tiny knives on a piece of metal.
Gets the blood flowing.
It really does. It does
It
produce a bunch of blood.
really does. And they gusseted each other, they whatever the fucked each other a lot for a second there.
And big ones.
Yeah, they weren't little ones. They were fairly
They
large.
were like bigger than usual. This,
They were,
if you listen to this out of context, it sounds very strange.
yeah. Yes, well, everybody's listening within context.
This is how to
Hopefully.
talk to your friend about wrestling unhinged.
This
But yeah,
was super fun.
super fun. Sonico versus Shima was so good.
These went to the top.
Yeah, so they went into the balcony, and I kept thinking someone was going to go over because we've been there once when someone has.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
But no, they just wrestled up on the top for a little while. Sonico stapled Shunma's head
Yeah.
couple times, and then Shunma stapled Sonico. Both of these boys were bleeding quite a
Then they
lot.
came back down the other side and fought in the bar for a little bit.
Oh yeah, they fought in the bar, then they came back to the ring and then fought in the Legos, which you can throw somebody through some Legos, but you're also going to end up in those Legos.
Dude, I have to imagine being thrown into those Legos was so rough. Like landing, oh,
At
just
least
thinking about
because there's
it.
no
I just,
give. At least with thumbtacks, there's some give and they go into your skin.
yeah,
Legos just
like,
fucking
just the
smack you.
thought of the sensation of like slamming my body onto Legos gave me a dry heave.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, dude. Just stepping on a Lego is terrible. Can you imagine?
Yeah. But I gotta say, after the show, when you saw all the Legos underneath the ring, it looked kind of cool.
Did look pretty cute. It was
Yeah.
very fun and like different. Haven't
Festive.
ever seen a Lego match yet.
Yeah, super fun. Sonico won that one, surprisingly.
Surprisingly, I'm surprised we didn't give it to fucking Katsumata. So yeah, fucking A, bud.
I got some stuff to say about the next match.
Uh-oh, is it what's the next one? Bandit and Robert Martyr? Sorry.
I will say, Kid Bandit coming out to bite the hand that feeds or whatever. It fucks. It fucks. It was good.
It was
Hearing
all right.
it
It was all right.
at that level, I was like, all right, pretty cool. But listen, your girl loves Robert Martyr.
Ashley
And
and one other person are Robert Martyr fans on the West Coast.
Bandit is
Legitimately, one other
yeah, just us two, and we were clapping in sync.
Yes, you guys
People are so wrong, okay? Listen, so gal, I understand Kid Bandit, it local hero. Everyone loves Kid Bandit. It's fine to love Kid Bandit. Totally adorable, totally cute. But I love Robert Martyr. He's a great
unpopular.
wrestler.
He's great. I love the wrestling. I thought it was fun to see Kid Bandit against Robert Martyr. Like, it was cool. As I told you at the show, Robert Martyr gives me Vietnam War vet returned vibes.
And then finding out that that poor boy is only 21 years.
I can't fucking believe he's only 21. Jesus.
During the match, during oh yeah, no, continue what you were gonna say.
And okay, unpopular opinion. I'm probably gonna get beat the fuck up for this one. Kid Bandit's wrestling is getting better. I cannot fucking handle the anime like ending move thing. Like, oh, I did a wrestling move and now it's an anime pose. Like, I cannot.
Does it feel like superhero landing to you?
Yes! It feels like I'm watching Dragon Ball Z and they just fell from the sky and landed.
Yeah. I mean, it's a style for sure.
It's a style that Kid Bandit has curated for themselves. And like, this is not the first nor the last time that I will be seeing that from them. But there's just something about it that like pulls me from the enjoying of the wrestling.
That's fine. You don't have to love everybody that everybody likes. I clearly don't. I love Robert Martyr.
That's true. You and one other person.
Me and one other dude. Thankfully, was also on my side of the ring.
That was helpful, I thought. Like, I cool, also, Ellie.
But the only thing I posted while I was at the show was, SoCal, you're so wrong for... The disrespect that SoCal has for Robert Martyr.
It was so good.
I could not, amazing. Could not handle the disrespect. And it literally, like, they're so mean to him. They're booing him. That
they
tiny
really
child
are.
In the balcony was screaming at him.
Fuck, I forgot about the kid in the balcony.
Yeah, if you watch it on IWTV, please just listen for that child. Screaming, Robert!
It was so good. It was so good just hearing that kid say his name over and over again.
Just yelling.
Robert! You suck!
So
fuck.
Mean.
I love when little kids are serious about wrestling. For some reason, also, it makes it 20 times better.
I have to say, shout out Robert Martyr, though, for putting up with me, because... like, you're very sweet. You don't have to put up with this old woman. Thank you for, you know, because he came over and hugged me at the end of the show, which was very unexpected.
Good word.
But it was very sweet, and you are so lovely. Next time, please bring things so I can buy things from you. So I was literally telling our friend Sam this. I was like, I need him to bring things so I can give him money so he can have snacks on the way home.
Oh,
because like, I just feel very motherly. I'm like, let Auntie Ashley take care of you. Do you need snacks? What do you need?
What do you need? We will get it for you.
Yeah, because like, can you imagine traveling that much being that young?
No, I cannot. No, thank you is the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah. So, you know, just next time bring stuff and I'll buy it. So, thank you. Kid Bandit won, by the way, of course. Because,
yeah, I mean,
hometown. Bandit's always going to win. Yeah. I do have to say Bandit is getting a lot better, though.
Bandit is getting cleaner and better. Like, definitely there has been progression and they are coming a long way. Like, I'm digging what I'm seeing.
This is probably one of my favorite of their matches that I've seen.
I would have to agree. This was a pretty good one. They were doing fun shit. They were in the air. They were on the ropes. Like, we were all over the place. I liked it. It was good. Like, it was good, and it had good movement. There were good flows. Like, it worked.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, two matches left. This one was a fucking banger. And please, 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 I know you've all seen the fucking, yes, I say GIFs, don't judge me. The GIFs on Twitter of Mao versus Blackwood. Mao is so goddamn good.
Mao was, like, very good.
Mao is so good. Like... people are sleeping on Mao. Anyway, he threw a bunch of ducks in the audience.
I got one of those ducks, not because I... oh! I fucking forgot.
Amanda has once again a vendetta against Kevin Blackwood now.
You would think we were getting paid for how many times we could say vendetta in an episode. So Kevin Blackwood had one of the goddamn ducks that Mao was throwing out. And I swear to God, this man looked me dead ass in the eyes and then threw the duck elsewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
fucking rude. Fucking rude. But thankfully, our friend Dom's husband gave me the duck that he got since he was in the spot in the crowd that was getting ducks.
Yeah, which is very sweet.
It was very sweet and I appreciate it. And maybe next time, Blackwood, you could fucking throw the duck at the person you're looking at because rude.
No, he won't.
No. You want to know why he didn't throw it at me? Because I was not being perceived that evening.
Yeah, you were no perceiving Amanda that evening. So
he didn't actually look at me. He looked through me.
Yeah. Anyway, through the whole match, people were squawking their little ducks anytime Mao did something. It was so cute. It was like the tiniest little squeaks.
They're super fucking cute. God, this was such a good match.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge fan of Blackwood. So but I was heavily entertained the entirety of this match.
Yeah. Amanda, I don't think knew that Mao was so fucking like punk.
No, I did not. I had no
He's
idea.
Such like a shitty little hardcore kid. It's adorable.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
He's very sweet. And he... Can I just say he was at fucking program like two nights later? Or no, the very next night.
The next night!
I'm so mad.
That's like down the street from my place.
Yeah, I'm just like...
Damn it, I should have known!
Who took Mao to the local hardcore show? How fucking dare you?
That's exactly what I want to know. Who the fuck got Mao at program? What the fuck? Who are you?
Was it Blackwood? No, it couldn't have been.
I don't think Blackwood's kicking it at program. Who the fuck took Mao to program?
Anyway. Adorable. There's so much I want to say about this match, but I really just need people to watch it. He did the craziest, I don't even know what it is, like fucking spin from the top rope onto Blackwood. It was nuts. And then he did the, oh my God, my favorite one. I'll have Amanda post it when this episode goes up. But yes. He did this thing where they were like kind of smacking each other in the face, punching each other in the face, giving each other lots of chops. And then Mao points at the crowd for him to look. And then he looks and Mao just takes him out. It was so perfect. It was wonderful.
It was
I loved it. It was so good.
Mao's snarky. I loved it. It was so good.
And he won, which I was so happy about.
Thank fucking God he won. He deserved it. Yeah. They did a great job trading punches, trading kicks. Like, it was fucking rad.
It was so hard hitting. And I think that Kevin Blackwood went on Twitter later and said that Mao is in the top of people who have hit him the hardest. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
you could hear it.
Yeah, you fucking could. It was... Whew. It was a heavy hitting match.
Stop it.
Stop it. Yeah, it was a fucking... I'm so stoked I got to go to this one so that I could see Shunma and Mao. Like, fucking A. They're so good.
Yeah.
They're so amazing. Last match.
I know.
I'm sorry. It's Athena versus Mayu.
Yeah. Okay, granted, there was a person in the crowd kind of taking me out of the match because that woman was so loud.
Loud and like just the fuck. Like, there, I don't know if there's going to be a good way to say this, but it just felt as though maybe the comment made was not necessary given the circumstances. Like, I don't know.
It was just it was like at that point the night had got kind of weird. A lot of stuff happens during this match. I was taken out of it a little bit because the person in front of me was driving me absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, there was that.
That happens at shows, and more often than not, I can ignore it. But Your girl wore cute shoes, not functional shoes. And so I was agitated.
We were done.
I was very much done at that point. I had been standing for like 6 hours in these very cute, not practical shoes. Yeah. Athena's real like shitty heel right now.
Yeah, so I'm an Athena fan. Like, yeah. I watched her in NXT, and I don't know. Like, I've been an Athena fan since I started watching NXT and saw her there. Like, I fucking dig her shit, but I'm not loving this heel run.
Yeah, I think too, like, she feels better as a babyface.
Yeah.
And like the heel stuff is great. Like she is good at it because it's believable. She's doing her job. Like
100% true. Like
she makes you not like her.
Yeah, she does make you not like her.
and she looks fantastic. Like her new gear was fucking phenomenal. But it takes away something, I think, for me. Because I used to love Ember Moon. Like I fucking loved Ember Moon.
She was fucking rad.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's just it was a very strange match. The end got real fucking weird. This was for the ROH Women's title. I would love to see her versus Miyu again.
Yeah, I'd be down
at like in a better situation. I think Miyu is fucking badass. Like I love her. She hit so hard, and she, like, her fucking kick to the head is one of my favorite finishers ever.
I just don't feel like we got to see much of Miyu.
I agree. Because Athena was doing a lot of her, like, rolling out of the ring. And, like, oh, you're not going to do that. Like, go stand over there, which is fine. But you're up against this person who, like, she's so good at like technical wrestling that it's something, I don't know, it just makes it feel strange.
I don't know if I love this matchup. It wasn't my favorite. Like, yeah. I'm just gonna say it, like, I was fucking disappointed. I really love Athena. I've heard great things about Miyu, but I don't feel like it was showcased. And then there was that bullshit ass, like, Miyu had the count and had the win, but then Athena's foot was under the rope, so it didn't fucking count. So now we have a rematch.
Mm-hmm.
And just
that's the thing that really got me was how it ended. It ended so fucking messily. Messily? Is that a word? Messy. Messy. Just messy. Just messy.
Yeah, just messy.
It ended very messy. Yeah.
I
did not like it.
I don't know.
All the refs came out for some reason.
Well, because I think, I don't know what the expectation was, like that somehow we were going to end up in like a fucking street brawl because we didn't give the win to Miyu or something, but like that wasn't the case. So we didn't need all the refs, but okay.
I will say that, like, weirdly, Shunma, Mao, and Bandit were all, and Sonika were all like peeking over the fence. I don't know if you saw it, but Vic took the best photo.
Yeah, I saw
it. Like Bandit giving like such a like a smug little face. It's so good. She did such an amazing job at that photo. Like it was so in the moment. It was wonderful.
It was super cute. You got a pretty good one too of all of them.
Yeah, I got everyone but Bandit because Bandit hadn't popped up yet. But I have Sonika, Mao, and Shunma. Yeah, it just got fucking weird. It got really fucking weird.
It did.
Can't wait for them to run it back though. I would love to see that happen again.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see.
Yeah. And that was Vendetta, and then we hung around with Dom and her husband Tony and talked a bunch of shit for a little while.
Yep. Sorry for the yawn. I swooned over fucking
Bateman. Oh my god, his little glasses.
His little fucking glasses and his hair in a ponytail. Like, But no, I stayed where I was. I was not being perceived that evening.
It's okay. There's always next
There's
time.
always next time. We'll see how it goes. 10 out of 10, Ashley.
Fuck. How many are we doing?
I don't know, like two?
Two?
Yeah, let's do two.
Oh. Well, you know my first one.
The daddies. That
It's
counts as
specifically
one. That counts
okay,
as
cool. I'll take that. West
one.
Coast Wrecking Daddies is
There we
my
go.
number ones. Second one is probably Mal.
Oh, that's a good one.
I
That's a
love
good
a
one.
shitty little punk rock boy.
Okay. Mine's gonna be Bateman. And I think I might have to go Mal also. Because
Oh.
that was unexpected punk rock vibes that just played so well.
He's very cute. His little
He
highlights
is.
and everything.
Oh my God, so cute. Yeah. Yep. Them's the tens.
Wow.
Fucking amazing.
Good job.
So that's it. Who knows what we're gonna do next week? Stay tuned and you'll find out.
Yeah, we have something planned, I'm sure. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, but we'll be here regularly.
Yep, we're back at it, guys.
So yeah, fucking that was Prestige Wrestling, fucking Vendetta. Thank you again, Prestige, for coming to California.
We always appreciate you.
Seriously, especially at the Glass House, so I can listen to hardcore music while I wait for wrestling to start. Okay, I think that's it. We're gonna sign off. Fucking, you can find us on Twitter at
HTTW pod.
you can
God.
find us on Instagram
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
at be fucking cool, be fucking nice, and drink water.
Please drink water. I've had a migraine that was awful, and it was basically because I just did not drink water for like 3 days.
Dork.
I know.
All right, so that's it. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Have you guys heard of the new show on the Countout Network, the Ichiban Sweetcast?
It's the brand new Japan Pro Wrestling podcast starring the International Wrestling Grand Prix. That's me, your good friend Curtis Spears.
And me, your bad friend Rafe Hewson. And we're here to talk about everything New Japan Pro Wrestling, reacting to everything, getting worked up, getting very happy, sometimes crying. Kind of like something else we used to do, right?
Oh, yeah. That was the old Okada Shorts podcast, right?
Ah, that's right. And if you love that show, you're going to love this show because it's exactly the same show.
Yeah, we just had to change the name.
Yeah, we did. But you can check it everywhere on a social media handle that we haven't made yet.
Yeah, we're really new to this. So what you can do is search on your favorite podcast catcher of choice. Look for the Ichiban Sweetcast.
Sweetcast, Ichiban.